Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Run in the stand. Hey, bump, bump, bump. Got any grapes? The man said, no, we just sell lemonade. But it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade.
Yeah.
Can I get you a glass?
Sure.
The duck said, I'll pass.
Oh, okay.
Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. To the very next day.
You know, maybe this could be Jimmy Butler's country single. Like, he could debut redoing the Duck song.
Yeah.
I would like that. Jimmy Butler's in Nashville. It seems like he's putting together either a country song or country album. What do you guys think for a debut song? Tennessee Swishky.
Ooh! No?
Come on, Leroy. Man, he's just lashing out today, dude.
No police
dude,
in this
I
guy,
mean, just
dude.
Give this guy a side of Lash Browns this morning with his eggs.
Jeez.
You know, he just Swishy. Hates everything I do.
Like whiskey.
Yeah.
Swishky.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
It's good.
Yep.
Leroy? All right. Fair.
No. Then he waddled away.
Waddle, waddle.
Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day.
Bum, 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 bum.
I liked it.
You're muted, Leroy.
When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man, run in the stand. Hey.
Hit that ID here, Sasquatch.
Oh.
This is WAXY Miami, WSFS HD2 Miramar, the home of Tobin and Leroy, Jim Rome, Hawk and Crowder, the Miami Heat, and Inter Miami, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks.
Texter writes in, the Bills' chance of Tua sucks will be very loud on Sunday, and he will shut them up. Let's go. I don't know, man. I thought that with the opening week, there wasn't a lot of Patriot fans there, it felt like. That's always a thing where, like, Boston infiltrates. You know, they have the waiting list for season tickets this year. You think there's going to be a big Bills Mafia contingent there? I mean, they are the most degenerate fan base there is. They jump through flaming tables, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah. I'm going to be at the tailgate, and I want to know.
I don't know. I think after what happened last home game, there's going to be some
that's right.
Tailgate.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I wonder what the restrictions are going to be. Yeah. Has there been
they
any?
One of those cars was like 200 plus grand?
They did say that, yes.
Yikes.
That's pretty crazy.
Man, could you imagine?
No.
Like, so what happened to the guy?
The person who started it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't, like, I kind of just moved on from the story from then. I didn't really follow up
that,
on
right?
it. I don't know. But this is
answered to their crimes.
Yes.
Sure.
This is an interesting one. So I'm interested in this because Marcos in our league, which, by the way, went into Tua, got their first win of the season last night, beating Leroy. And did that with a Kirk Cousins who gave me 8 points.
Oof.
Bum.
Yeah.
But there's a sports book out here. And they are declaring Russell Wilson is cooked. And they are giving money back to anybody who bet on him for MVP.
Wow.
2 weeks in, people are rats off a ship on Russell Wilson. Yes. And now you have.
I do.
Your quarterbacks. Listen to this, Leroy. His quarterbacks are Russell Wilson and Tua Tagovailoa. Now, who did you start last week where Tua Tagovailoa put up, I would imagine, around 40 points?
Yeah, just about 38.75. No, I took the matchup of Russell Wilson versus the Texans.
Wow. Yeah. And so how many points did Russell Wilson give you?
Oh, it was 11.
11 points?
11 points.
11 points.
Yeah, you know, it was 11 points.
So I got to ask you.
Yeah.
Who are you starting this week? Because you have Tua Tagovailoa, the league-leading passer.
Yep.
And Russell Wilson, who everybody thought was going to be God's gift to the Broncos. But their coach appears to be a boob, and he doesn't have a genius running their team. And also, he may be old and washed. So,
yeah.
What are you going to do here, Marcos?
Let's see if Zaslow still needs a quarterback.
Oh, why?
here's the problem. The problem with that whole situation is, when you trade as much as you traded for him, give him that much money, when you get into crunch time during the game, you want the ball in his hands. And for some reason, that memo didn't get down to the coach.
Agreed.
So you've got a couple of hundred million invested in a player.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 4th and 5 at the end of a game, and you try to kick a 64-yard field goal.
I think the thing that's interesting about this too, though, is you gave this guy $200 million, right? But everybody was under the assumption the reason why he was having down years was because what was around him in Seattle. He's already lost to Seattle.
And because Pete Carroll wouldn't let him shine.
Right. Wouldn't let Russ cook. Yeah. Wouldn't let Russ cook. And now they're declaring
Pete
Russ
Carroll was keeping him out of a kitchen that he would have destroyed.
Now it's being declared that Russ is cooked. And then we also have the thing we talked about this last week about all the former Seahawks kind of basking in his suckiness.
That, but see, that is a different situation because I think a lot of players on that team were frustrated and upset at Russ because of the way the organization was treating Russ, and it wasn't really his doing as to why they were successful. That's where that comes from. I don't necessarily think it's a Russ thing as much as it is a wait, let's give credit where credit is due and stop just putting it on the quarterback.
Somebody says Toby needs to do some investigation. Who started that tailgate fire? We need to know. Why is this my responsibility?
I don't know. I've been trying to find it.
I don't think there's any follow-up. Another guy says, why are you parking a $200,000 car in a dirt lot? So people are skeptical of the price of the car.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Even if somebody rich, let's say they get last-minute tickets, maybe they didn't plan for parking, you know? And so they just ended up
I know with people with a lot of money that tailgate, and they bring a big old truck. You know, and they have all their stuff in the back of the truck.
$200,000.
Like, it is basically this. That's what they take to bring the family and go, you know, to. So what if it was a G-Wagon?
I feel like if you have a car like that, you have to plan ahead.
You got to get, like, indoor parking.
But you have a parking spot. It's not like certain people, like if you have season tickets, you have a spot.
There's nothing quite like parking at a football game, though, J-Fig, because you really don't know. You know, like it's like one of these things where they're like, if you don't go to Dolphins games frequently, it's like you're in the pink lot and you're like, oh, that sounds fancy. And it's like the lot that's back by the canal and you got to walk over to the stadium. Like it's, you know, you don't quite know exactly sometimes if you don't go to games regularly.
But what I mean, like a car that expensive, I wouldn't take to a tailgate.
But what is Florida? That's what they do. People ain't
and that's what happens when you do.
Well, I got to tell you, J-Fig, I've never gone to a football game and thought of all the things that could happen, my whole row would get torched.
She is right, though. Like, if the guy who had the $200,000 car was responsible for the fire, that's a little bit weird. Like, I would find it strange that the guy who's got this $200,000 car is the griller. Like, I would feel like that guy's showing up to the party. You know, he's bringing the strippers.
Nice.
Or the liquor. Like, I don't feel like that guy's bringing the grill.
Right.
True. Not really a hard
Which is
lady.
Weird.
Maybe that's a bad judgment.
I'm surprised it doesn't happen more with people putting propane tanks in their car and driving to a game.
Well, apparently it wasn't propane. Apparently it was lit coal. It was lit coals.
Yeah.
They didn't put out the embers. That's apparently what it was. You know, wild.
I mean, so basically you got some hot coals underneath the hot car filled with gas.
That's right.
Wow.
Stupid.
Not very smart.
Not very smart, dude. Not very smart. Like,
and then nobody stop him? Hey, Bubba, you might want to throw some water on those things. It's pretty hot.
If this turns out to be a season with a deep playoff run, somebody texts in, we have to start setting cars on fire every game. Maybe. You know what?
Yeah.
It's one-upping Bills Mafia. Oh, you guys light tables on fire?
Mm-hmm.
How about car fires, my friends?
Yeah.
What about that? And they're probably looking at us like, Jesus. All right, we bought this like $20 on eBay.
Coming out of the game and just looking at your car.
Whose car is it going to be, huh?
I would be so heated.
I would be so mad. They wouldn't have to answer for their crimes because I'll wait it out. I'll do my own investigation, look under the car, see the hot coals, and wait for the guy. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, are we setting the parking lot ablaze? What's going on here?
I don't know.
Dude. We're not promoting car fires on this show.
I just was making sure.
I mean, but if they beat the Bills and there's a car fire again,
I will say this. I'm shocked that this doesn't happen more often because I remember me and my dad went to a Cleveland game in January and it was cold as hell. And there were people with lit garbage cans standing around the fire in an inside parking lot.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've never hosted a tailgate. I've only partaken in the eating, so I don't know what goes into the prepping and bringing the gas.
Of course
I'm with you, but I feel like I know the people that do this for real. Like, they feel like they know the preparations. Maybe this guy was an amateur. This is his first time around.
I know when I go with Dave and we go to either a Canes game or a Dolphins game, I cook my ribs in the morning and bring them already cooked. And they're hot. So, like, when we get to the game, you know, because ribs, they don't have to be smoking hot to eat them. You know, they can be room temperature and still be pretty tasty. So, if you got to heat them up, I can just take the pan and throw it on somebody's grill and say, heat me up for a few minutes. And that's it.
But
I ain't going out there and actually cooking my ribs out there.
You didn't answer my question, Marco. So,
yeah.
What are you gonna do this week, dude? You got the best quarterback in the league sitting on your bench. Are you gonna start now? Let's see who the Denver Broncos got this week.
I don't care who they have. All right, if they can't get past the Texans, I don't care.
That's a fair point,
dude.
They're Sunday Night Football. They are hosting.
Yeah.
The 49ers. 49ers and Jimmy G.
Yeah.
And can you imagine this? How many teams can say this? You got rid of your starting quarterback and your team got better.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing to say out loud. But do you think that Kyle Shanahan, in a moment with Mrs. Shanahan, was at the dinner table and he goes, oh, "It kind of worked out for us, dude. Sucked."
And here's the kicker: you made him take a $13 million pay cut, and he ended up starting anyway.
That was a pretty wild pick because, like, what does he have? He had not had that many throws between high school and now.
They said from high school to the NFL, he hadn't thrown 400 passes in football.
That's crazy. And so you think about that because, remember, everybody thought they were going to take Mac Jones, and even McCoachin said they would put a lot of work into Mac Jones, but people were really making fun of him for taking Mac Jones. So do you think they got scared of taking Mac Jones? Remember, they made the trade with the Dolphins to make that pick. Dolphins had the number 3 pick. Do you think that they got scared and were like, we can't take Mac Jones number 3, so we're going to take the super athlete, we're going to take the big prospect, and so everybody would be like, oh, he's going to be amazing?
I think they always were going to take him. That's not a decision you just change your mind like that. Once you're committed on draft day, then that's who you take.
Mm.
Barring somebody above them slip down, and then you got to make a decision. I think they always wanted the quarterback they ended up with Trey Lance. I think they always did. Because once you get to that point, there's a level of commitment and agreement in the whole organization as far as who you're going to take.
We'll take a quick break here on the show. Back with more Tobin and Leroy after this.
Mr. Unlimited.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Killing me softly with his song. I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Take it up till 10 o'clock.
Made a stink.
Getting surgery tomorrow?
Surgery is tomorrow.
What time?
12.
Yeah.
So I'm doing the show.
Oh, you are? All right. You're just doing this to prove a point to Solana.
I hope they you
can take a you can take a day.
Dude. I'm a man.
You don't have to do the show tomorrow if you want to prep your mind. It's up to you.
What does it prep my mind for? I've had 12 of them.
Yeah, fair enough. Much bigger deal to me. I've never done it.
So, Leroy, they were able to move those baby surgeries that they desperately needed?
No, they
needed?
Made it. No, no. But here's what I don't understand. They put me on the schedule. They called me and told me when. I didn't say I need to have the surgery on the 21st. They called me, right? And she keeps throwing in my face, okay, we were able to move four people around to squeeze you in. Like.
So she was peacocking. She wanted to thank you?
No, like, I guess I was supposed to be appreciative to her. You made the schedule! Like, it's crazy. I'm like, am I supposed to feel bad? Because four people, we were able to move four people around. I'm like, is my surgery taking so long that you have to cancel four surgeries?
I don't know, dude. That's something.
Like, again... When you make the schedule, shouldn't that all be taken into account?
Yeah.
So what does that have to do with me?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. Right. I'm glad you're getting it, though. I'm happy.
She just wants to hear you complain about it on the show. She secretly listens to you.
I think she loves our Tua.
I think so.
It's true.
Texter writes in. You guys can text the show 786-360-0790. Texter writes in. Top 100 NBA players came out. Thought Tobin would be all over this. I appreciate the alert. I did not know it came out, sir.
Wait a minute. With what we've gone through with Tua the last 2 years, he throws for 470 yards and six touchdowns.
Yep.
We not caring about basketball right now.
Well, I'll always get into a petty rank.
With Buffalo coming into town.
I'll always get into a petty rank, you know?
Yeah, but we They've can't only... give it the full – we can't give it the full –
They've only released 100 through 26. He says no Bam, no Jimmy, which means they're in the top 25. Yeah, for sure they're in the top 20. Both of them are. I'm curious to see how high Jimmy would be. That's interesting. But for the Heat fan that wants to know, as Heat camp is a week away, as they're going to be in the Bahamas, Tyler Hero on this, he is 61, Leroy. And they write, one huge question for the 2022-23 season. This is from Nick Friedel.
Yeah. How much of a distraction will the lack of extension be? Remains to be seen. Whether Tyler Hero will get a contract extension and cram it out before the season. But if it doesn't happen, how much will it... Let's get it.
You proud of you?
I'm proud of me. I love that bit. The Taj Gibson bit is my favorite bit.
You know, someone texts in every day saying, hey, it's Taj Gibson.
It's Taj Gibson.
Every single day.
I really should have just said to him when he was sitting next to me at the finals and be like, hey, Taj Gibson. All right, so Tyler Hero is 61 and Kyle Lowry is 60.
Oh, back to back.
Yep, back to back. He was 43rd last year. He dropped 17 spots, Kyle Lowry.
Wow.
Tyler Hero not in the top 100 last year. I think he was after his rookie year, though. I feel like he was high. Mm. So they're very willy-nilly with this.
Who's responsible for this list?
I think it's all their ESPNers. I think they all just kind of put it together. Lowry, though, I tell you what. Dude, I know I overreact from workout videos. I'm guilty of that, Leroy. But this latest video of Kyle Lowry that came out of Germany. Yeah, he's in Germany. He's looking slim. Look at him.
Well, you. I mean, they
look at him.
I told you, wow. He don't have his thigh pads in.
No,
his
dude. No, look at him. He's thin, cheeks thin. All right. Dude's an hourglass.
Did you just say that his cheeks were thin?
No, I said thin. Time cheeks thin.
An hourglass is not thin, dude.
No, it's thin. That's... booty thin.
Can I just say he plays that
I am
a lot.
Out on this conversation.
You don't think that You don't think that he looks a lot slimmer here?
No, he looks really slim.
He looks really slim, Leroy. You have to admit. Almost he looks like he lost a lot of weight. Riley.
Well, guess what? All of last year, what was I telling you? He's got some stuff he's dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Real life stuff.
Okay.
Which take precedent over basketball.
I know. But
okay.
Still.
Give him an opportunity with an off season to get his stuff right. The dude's been playing basketball for 16 years in the NBA. Not because he's always fat.
Yeah, but Pat Riley did say.
Can you give him a minute?
I gave him the summer.
Like, man.
Looks good.
Athletes have real-life situations, too. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The rumors have it that, you know, Giselle and Tom were, guess what he did?
Mm-hmm.
Damn football, I'm going to handle my business.
Okay, dude, if you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you.
Okay, but I'm just saying. Tobin goes crazy when yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, like Leroy, he poo-poos every offseason Instagram photo. Two things are true. Kyle Lowry's slim as hell, and Tyler Hero's gotten jacked. He's jacked, dude.
That's not jacked.
That's jacked. First of all, that's from a month ago. He's jacked, dude.
He looks.
That was like 1 or 2 weeks ago.
No, it was like a month ago, JFig. I'm telling you. His latest ones, you might
want. He looks like he's getting ready to break out in a pop lock video.
Dude, he might as well open a burger restaurant called Jacked in the Box because he is jacked.
Jacked in the Box? That's minus one.
No, I'm not getting minus one for that. Come on. Man, tough crowd. This is ridiculous.
Minus one.
Long as he ain't getting jacked in the needle, we good.
I'm going to send JFig these other ones that just came out this weekend. Oh my goodness.
What is wrong with you?
I'm telling you, dude, he is a different animal.
I think you guys are sleeping on my pop lock skills.
You know what? You talking about all this jacked up stuff with Todd. I bet you he gained 12 pounds.
That's huge.
That's not.
Dude, that would be huge if he gained 12 pounds of muscle.
Muscle.
He would gain 12 pounds if his hair grew out.
Oh, you're nuts.
He's a dad again.
You're nuts. You know what you are? You're blissfully ignorant. You know, you just want to. You want your eyes to ignore, dude. He looks amazing.
Is he
nuts? I'm doing the rest of the show with Zeus. That's right, buddy.
Yeah, Zeus is what they call Tyler Hero now.
Oh.
The Zeus is loose.
Max Zeus?
Zeus, Tobin's a bum, right?
Okay, I was sent that photo August 30th.
Wow. Look at that.
All right, so he's had 20.
So not 2 months ago, okay?
I said a month ago. You're lashing out.
Lashing.
You're lashing out. I said a month ago. Well, that's nearly a month ago because it's the 20th. Okay. And in the latest photos from the weekend, you would agree, JFig, that there has definitely been swollage that's going on with Tyler Hero's arms. Okay.
Swollage.
Yep.
I don't see it.
You're nuts. It's coming. Oh, it's coming, JFig.
Is she nuts or is she almonds?
She's almonds.
Almond.
Almonds. Like the almond.
I don't think I said that wrong.
You said, hey, he used to have big old mouth. Now he used to have big cantaloupes. Now he's got almonds. That's what you said, almonds.
Okay, you ready for the almonds?
Yeah, he said almonds.
Let me
I'm
see.
I'm going to show you the almonds.
All right, Tyler Hero. Look at him.
Whoa.
Look at that guy.
Whoa.
Dude.
Tell me the difference.
Yeah.
Huge.
Between that...
Dude,
monster. He's a monster. Dude.
Was that not the same day?
Look at that guy.
Oh. Pretty much.
I see Tyler Hero at the South Florida Fairgrounds. You want to know why?
Just because you see a couple of veins in his arm.
You're nuts, dude.
Like, you thinking
you just
jacked.
You just like to be blissfully ignorant.
He's 6'5". He's supposed to be cut.
Okay. No, he's not cut. He's jacked. And second of all, dude, that's South Florida Fairgrounds gun show right there. I don't know what to tell you. Mm. No permit. Mm. No permit.
It's more like the teacup and Santa's Enchanted.
You're nuts. Oh. You're nuts.
Is there a teacup there?
You just like to live. You like to live in a house
of
ignorance.
I don't know, dude. Every ride creates a dust storm.
Yeah, that's true.
At that place.
Yeah. Still like it better than whatever it's at now.
I don't even know where it is. I haven't been because I don't have any young kids anymore.
I told you guys where it's at. It's wherever Tua is going to practice for the Buffalo game in a couple months.
Perfect.
Tua's Enchanted Forest.
Frozen touchdown passing galore.
Tua's Enchanted Forest.
Another record broken. Another record broken.
I'm going to hear this in my sleep.
No, because.
Why?
Goosies?
I'm not going to let you just dismiss what Tyler Hero has been doing. This dude has been sculpting.
Does not skip leg day. Look at that calf.
Yep. Moo.
Dude, do you understand? You know what it is? It's the 140-pound guy sitting in front of the mirror at Elliott Fitness looking at his muscles.
I'm not gonna
You're supposed to have muscles. You're a grown-ass man and you weigh 140.
I'm not going to let you sit here and call him Jose Aldo, okay? Don't do that.
He's 6'5".
No, he's not. Dude, that guy has got himself a couple of pipes.
All these photos are just different angles. And
what are you talking about, Jay Figgy?
Let me ask you a question. He's taller than Randy Moss, right?
Yeah.
He's about an inch taller than Randy Moss.
Okay.
And I don't care how swole Randy Moss looked.
Mm-hmm.
210.
But he got stronger,
that's
right?
That's just his body type.
But he got
that's
stronger.
That's just his build.
That's fine, but he got strong. But he got stronger.
You can be stronger. That doesn't mean you're jacked. Is my whole point.
He's jacked,
you
dude.
Idiot.
He's jacked.
Super jacked.
He's jacked, dude.
You keep saying he's getting stronger. That has nothing to do with being jacked.
He's getting stronger, and his arms look bigger.
Wow.
Really? Just because you see a couple of muscles?
Oh, you are just a hater.
Just because they're bigger.
Bam was right. Dude, what can I say? Whoa. You know what? Just Bam was
That's
right.
That's my point, J-Fig. He's an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
Human is an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
Look,
so strong.
That's... Dude, can I just tell you something?
Whoa.
His arms are the same size as my forearm.
You're nuts.
Not after a couple months of that cast.
Bam was right, dude. Bam was right. I don't know what to tell you. Dude was right.
Zeus, what are you doing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, buddy.
You know, I appreciate y'all. Y'all be having my back a lot of times, so I appreciate y'all, too. Now, Leroy sometimes be, you know, you got to play devil's advocate.
That's not even a part. This is what gets me.
That's,
this hurts my heart.
That's what he does.
That hurts my heart.
That's your heart.
My guy.
It's what he does.
My guy.
It is what he does.
What he does.
Is he not right?
Is he not right?
Listen, you know what you did? We were on a beautiful ship, cruising in the islands. Bam pulled up on a pontoon boat, and you just jumped right off. I'm on the boat by myself. You just left me hanging. Yep. No, he didn't know, because Bam caught him and placed him into the boat. And they just left me out there.
Is he holding on like this?
Kind of Photoshop me with Bam. It's a lot of picture.
Come on.
Take a quick break. We'll wrap things up on the other side. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Leroy getting his thumbs fixed tomorrow. I'm talking to somebody right now? He doesn't look very happy. He
doesn't look very happy at all.
Nah.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Maybe put him backstage, J-Fig, and while he settles all his issues that are going on there. Leroy, we need that thumb to go this direction.
Ooh, there you go. What if I
just
told you?
Maybe it's not canceled again.
Maybe I'll lay off the thumb jokes.
Yeah, for now.
You know.
Before old Thumb and Thumber gets upset. You know Solana's the one behind this. you know, he's just in there calling, like, hey, I need to schedule an appointment. And then he's just messing up Leroy's thing. It's a good move by Solana.
Guy says on the text line, you guys can text show 786-360-0790. I used to drive by Shula's house at least once per year. He indeed had a hedge cut in the shape of a dolphin.
Oh, did he?
I don't know if that is true or not true. I would like to ask Joe Rose if that is true, because if that is true, that makes me delight. That just makes me unbelievably happy if that is true.
The legend of
Shula's house. I alleged early on that Dan Marino has his hedges cut in the shape of a dolphin. Which, by the way, did you see yesterday Dan Marino reposting the Goosey's Galore picture of Tua Tagovailoa?
Yeah.
This makes me happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Goosey's Galore.
Everything okay, man? You looked a little distraught. Oh, there it is right there.
Because here's why. You know, when you have to have stuff done and there's always that person that asks the question, you know, that has you concerned about what's going on. So I text my wife, yo, Big Spoon, 12 o'clock, right? She says, is it 12 or do you have to go before 12? Because I had to go an hour before.
That's actually a good question. That's actually a good question by Big Spoon, though.
She told me 12 o'clock.
Be there at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or is kickoff at 12 o'clock?
Kickoff is not at 12.
So kickoff
is probably like 1 or 2.
Okay.
So
that's a fair question.
I had to call and confirm, and you know, whenever you call a doctor's office or a hospital, please hold, transferring. You know, so I'm like, pot committed.
Now, of course.
So yes, 12 o'clock. Exactly what they told me.
Okay. All right. Listen, good for you. You know, you'll probably
here's
have
the problem though. Normally, when I have surgery, I like being first in. You know why?
Why?
You can't eat after 12.
What do you mean you can't eat after 12? What does that mean?
You can't eat or drink anything after 12
after midnight. Yeah.
Why?
So if my surgery's at 2 o'clock.
You'll pee or poop on the table, sir.
Is that like an anesthesia thing?
Yes. You will pee while on anesthesia.
I'm not even on it. I'm on.
What?
I'm on Twilight. I'm watching.
You're watching Twilight? I'm it's not going to distract you from surgery. Any pain, Leroy.
I'm watching my surgery.
Why don't you want to be knocked out?
Because you can't. It's outpatient. Outpatient, they don't usually put you out. It's Twilight.
I don't know about any of this stuff.
Outpatient, inpatient, impatient, whatever, dude. Make sure you take some drugs. That's going to hurt.
Inpatient is what they...
They're going to give you... Huh? Here's what happens. Right after the surgery, you feel great.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Then all that good juice wears off.
Yeah,
you're like... Yeah. You start popping pills like chicken.
And you're going to be on our show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be
on
fun.
On Thursday.
It's going to be fun.
No, it's not. Dude, I'm a pro.
And why are you going to be in the show again?
Yeah.
Huh?
Why are you going to be in the show again?
Just to prove a point.
Just to prove a point to soft-ass Solana.
All right.
You're supposed to say because I'm a man.
Because I'm a man! Okay. That's right!
Okay. It's a little too late.
Leroy Horde going outpatient. Brian Flores, he goes inpatient.
Leroy? Oh, he's smiling.
You like that one? Yeah!
For Toby!
I'm back.
Back at it again. You're like great cousins, but.
Zeus must be bored because he keeps knocking down the door. Come here, buddy. Come here.
Zeus, he misses you, man. He knows you're going to surgery. He just wants to make sure you're okay.
Still talking to on Jet Up today. Day after.
Yeah, Dominique Foxworth.
Foxworth, little RG3 talking about him. You got Jeff Saturday.
He released his power rankings and look at
that. Hello, Zeus.
Hi, Zeus.
Got any grapes?
He gets lost in that couch behind us.
He does. I don't notice him. He's camo.
He's like, where's Waldo? He's like laying.
That's what happens to Scooby.
Doesn't want to
he
be seen.
He runs into my couch.
Scooby gets lost on everything. He looks like
that's true. I've almost stepped on him before. He's very tiny.
Is that why you dress him? So that you know, like, he's there?
That and also because of my allergies.
Nah, fair.
Oh, you dress him because of your allergies?
No. You don't dress him.
You dress him. I dress him because I like it and because he likes
exactly.
him. But there's another reason why is that the less hair that's, like,
never,
on me.
Wait a minute. No, you do it because you think it's totes adorbs.
Right.
Very adorable.
Hold on.
I'm not going to deny that.
By the way,
Scooby in your face, and you haven't even much sneezed.
Yeah, you're not allergic to Scooby.
You're not allergic to dogs.
Well, nah. I have like a very minimal. It's not a lot. I get bumps and everything.
Wait, you're just slightly allergic?
I saw you, by the way, buy Scooby a puppuccino recently.
Aha!
Well, I didn't buy it. It's free.
That's just
what the hell's a puppuccino?
Oh, you go to Starbucks. So they fill it up with whipped cream.
Yeah.
Puppuccino.
Yeah.
Oh, just a cup with whipped cream in it?
Yeah,
delicious.
Yeah, and then we were in a walk, and then I was like, you know what? Let's go to Starbucks. I've never gone for that reason. So
there you go.
So do you have like a little tote bag? No. Like all them bougie people in Florida?
No.
A tote bag?
Yeah, with the dog in it.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Oh, man.
I don't even have dress pants, Leroy.
Guess what I got? I'm going to wear it tomorrow. I got my satchel, my man purse for... I'm only going to be able to use one hand, so I got to get...
What are you, Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
No, I'm only going to have one hand!
Look, you can wear it anyway, Leroy.
Multiple hands for a wallet?
It's a fanny pack, dude.
Where are you going to put it?
In one of your pockets.
And then your keys.
In the other pocket.
Cargo.
And then your phone.
We'll put one in the back pocket, one in the front pocket.
Huh.
Again, satchel.
What else are you going to do? Get one of those hats that flips up? Leroy Horde running from the Temple of Doom.
What is wrong? First of all, Leroy doesn't run.
So not for free.
You would have a boulder was coming after you.
Yeah, true.
No, I quit running when I stopped getting a check. And furthermore, I don't put myself in situations where running is required.
You know, never.
As you can see by me pulling my hammy in the balloon toss.
All these, by the way, just pop culture references of Indiana Jones. I've never seen Indiana Jones.
Really?
Never seen it.
Mm.
Not one of them.
Mm. Wow.
Yep.
So then you've definitely... Have you seen all the Star Wars?
Yeah, I've seen all the Star Wars. Well, I haven't seen all the new Star Wars. I saw just the last one.
I would say this. I've never been a Trekkie.
Trek? Star Trek?
Star Trek?
Yeah.
Nah.
I used to watch it as a kid because everybody used to do the Vulcan thing.
My dad was into the Next Generation. He used to watch that.
We used to go around trying to give each other the Vulcan grip where you pinch that nerve right there.
It's rough.
We used to all just walk. But other than that, I was never and there's a lot of stars on there. Zoe Saldana was on that.
Mm. I like her.
Aren't they making
new ones? So's the guy from Wonder Woman. Hmm. What's his name? Chris Pine?
Chris Pine.
Mm. Also Chris handsome.
Pine. Yeah. He got the old cleft lip thing.
Yeah.
He makes up for it with his dreamy eyes.
True. Dreamy eyes. Definitely in the Mount Rushmore of dreamy eyes.
All right, everybody. That's our show for today. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Let's get ready, baby.
Shut up.
I love our tour.
Look at me! Why won't you look at me?
I don't have hair!
No,
you can ring my bell.
Yeah.
Ring my bell.
Hope you mother have a good day.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.